This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We've heard or read on the Sunday Times this past weekend when they reported that the mineral-rich village of Harato in Limpopo, the Chinese-owned Ungwe Platinum, which operates in the area, was issued a mining license by government for $8 billion worth of minerals and has bought land from local landowners in the surrounding communities of Gampatlele, Burgersfort in Limpopo at an alleged amount of 40,000 rand a plot. We speak to investigative journalist Thando Xolo Jika about this story and what is happening in the area. Thando Xolo, welcome to Power Talk. It sounds unbelievable. Is it true that on this mineral-rich land, families that are owners of that land are being nicely moved from the land through purchasing of that land for only 40,000 rand, which has minerals?
Thank you, Pramorio. It is indeed. It's not even an allegation because we've got Mayor Vicky Riba, who confirmed that she actually did get 40,000 rand for her family's land.
Yo, in terms of the transaction, how does it happen? Because normally in rural areas, Thando Xolo, you find that it's more of a communal land. They don't even have title deeds. How does this transaction work? And by the way, through your story, it's like it's not only her, it's about 180 families that did the same thing.
So, Pramurayo, it's a very big area, that area, and the farms are known as the Harato farms. How it has happened, you'd be quite shocked actually to see the document that they're meant to sign. It does not actually even have any company signature or an emblem that represents the company. It just states that you are agreeing to ABC, and then people get paid after a month or so. Which, unfortunately, the problem with it is that there's no legal advice. There's no proper consultation with the community regarding this. It's a very rich community, that area. And on top of that, the Chinese are moving without their own BE partners, meaning that you've got a foreign-owned company, 100% foreign-owned company, trying to operate a mine without BE partners, which is contrary to our mining charter, which requires you to have at least 30%.
This is pretty strange because this company, you know, that is Zijin, Ungwe Platinum. It's a company from China, basically. And initially, they partnered with Genora Resources as the BEE partner. And what is also strange, Thando Xolo, is that Genora Resources are the original holders of the mining rights, and they entered into this partnership with this Chinese company, Ungwe Platinum. And for the past 6 years to 7 years, they haven't mined because of the conflict. How did that happen?
Pramorio, for the past 6 years, because Genora did not have the what you call the financial muscle. So it was Genora and Ungwe that applied for this mining right, and both of them were given that. Ungwe was 100% owned by Genora, but then they sold it to the to the Chinese because they did not have the financial muscle. For the past 6 years, there's been a fight between the two companies, not a fight between the two companies, other complications, but the fight begins in 2019 over the rights when Ngwe all of a sudden is registered in Bermuda.
Hi, these are complex matters. It's gone 15 minutes after the hour 10. I'm in conversation with the investigative journalist at the Sunday Times, Thando Xolo Jika. We are looking at this situation in Harato, in Limpopo, Gampahlele, where the families, basically black families, are being, maybe successfully lobbied by these Chinese companies without their BEE partners. They go there by themselves, and apparently some of the families are wined and dined in Sandton. I wonder how, and I think for me it brings me to the question where they convince them finally to sell the land to this Chinese company for 40,000 rand. I'm not sure how big the hectares are. If you know Thando Xolo, you will advise. But then it brings me to the question of where is the traditional leadership in that area? Or if not the traditional leadership, where are the councillors in that area when this thing is happening?
Bramorio, the problem in the area as well is the fact that traditional leaders are also divided over this issue. It's quite a, I don't have the hectares. I won't lie about that. It's quite a number of villages in those farms. But the issue comes to this part where the Chinese are moving on their own without the BEE partners. And you've got community leaders and landowners who are saying, can you please get us in black and white? Because you are going to mine here for 40 years, can we also have that sort of intergenerational wealth as well? And traditional leaders, of course, are divided because some of them are agreeing to this factor that people get paid 40,000 rand. You would imagine, Bramorio, some people do not have higher qualifications. When I say higher qualification, the legal knowledge or legal know-how of how to deal with these matters. Even I, myself, I would not even understand what those documents mean in terms of the land, because people are just meant to sign that I am giving up this part of the land for 40,000 rand that it has to be paid. And then it raises the question of our government. Where is our government in this particular instance?
Yeah, and Thando Xolo still sticking with the families that are, selling this land for 40,000 rands. You can also understand, I don't know their circumstances, but you can also presume that 40,000 rand might be a lot. They might see it like a whole lot of money, considering that there's high unemployment, that there's poverty in rural areas.
Correct.
So it might be some kind of an incentive for them to say 40,000 rand, that's a lot of money.
It is quite a. It goes quite a long way, Bramorio. 40,000 rand for at least a month, meaning that at least for a year, it's about 1,000 rand that these people receive for a mining that is going to take about 40 years with billions of rands.
Yeah.
Then you begin to understand that our people are actually being robbed of in this situation. Because if you think about it, Bramorio, land cannot cost 40,000 rand.
No, definitely not. Yeah, definitely not. And you mentioned this conflict between the chiefs. Instead of mediating and supporting their subjects, as they called, or their community members, they are warring. And, you know, so that is why I was a little bit surprised that people that are being wined and dined in Santen is definitely not those family members. It might be the leaders, community leaders, who have been bribed. And the Tandu Kolo, it takes me back to that conflict in Kolobeni, you know?
Kolobeni.
Yeah, the Madiba crisis, where unfortunately it ended up in violent conflict, where the likes of Bazuga were killed, and you know, but they had to get support. The community had to get support to push back against these Australian mining companies, and even went on, you know, to take the matter to the courts, where they won. In this particular case, do you see any potential violent conflict because there are disagreements among leaders on this issue?
Mario, it has already begun, the issue of violence. When the fence there was erected, it was already put down by the community members. Mm. And there's suspicion between community members, between, I don't like using this word, tribal leaders, that others are getting more money than the others. So there is there's a high potential that people are going to kill each other there, because people are suspecting each other that we're now 40,000 and Nike 100, we're now 200,000. This is where the problem is, and the Chinese do not care about the situation. Wining and dining people in Santen was a situation where people who owned the land were taken there. These are people, these are lame people. When I say lame people, forgive me in terms of my language. English is very difficult for me. These are people with no legal skills.
Yes.
These are ordinary human beings. They are told, you have to sign this document, ABC.
Mm.
There's no legal representation. They do not understand what they are signing. But they've signed those things over because they're being wined and dined, and they're told they've been transported to Santen, and they're living it in Santen.
Wow. 21 minutes after the hour, 10 o'clock. If you have any experiences, you are living in a rural area which has mineral resources, and there's some kind of invasion legally, or particularly legally by companies that have acquired mineral rights after doing the prospecting. So feel free to weigh in into this conversation. We've got about 8 minutes left. I'm in conversation with Tandu Kolo Jiga. He's an investigative journalist at the Sunday Times, pertaining to the Limpopo land being sold for just 40,000 rands. And of course, it's a mineral rich area. And I mean, in this day and age, having the mining charter, you know, because it gives guidelines and guidances. There's been a lot of back and forth until some kind of a compromise was reached. And again, at Tandu Kolo, we've got success stories in terms of how mineral rights that are community owned or that are based within certain communities can really be protected and channeled towards the development of the community. I mean, the success of the Royal Bafokeng, you know, administration in terms of administering their mineral rights. It's some of that. We saw the conflicts in Bapong in terms of how it was abused somehow. But the question is, where is the Department of Minerals and Resources in this conflict? Because they should be playing an important role in terms of protecting their own. These are their citizens. But you will find that some big shots are having they're having shares in the Inkwe Platinum mine. So, but where is the Department of Minerals and Resources in this conflict?
Bramrio, I don't want to delve into that because the department still has to answer us, how did it happen that a wholly foreign-owned company is going ahead with this project without their 26% shareholders. And as you know, that in terms of our act, 30% should be happening. So the department right now has not answered us. We are still trying to negotiate with the department to understand how did this situation happen, Pramuri.
Indeed. So you've reached out to the department, and maybe we'll have to wait and read it. And maybe we'll have to wait and read it in the Sunday Times this coming weekend. Hopefully they will come back to you today.
Not this coming weekend, but we will deliver it from Rio. But the problem that stands from Rio is the fact that communities in this country for the longest time have been abused. Yeah. In the similar fashion, you mentioned Ekolobeni. There's a case in KwaZulu-Natal, similar situation. Northwest, similar situation. There is no way that in this country a land can actually be 40,000 rand.
Yeah, no, definitely, especially because prospecting has been done. It is confirmed that there are minerals. And as we talk about land expropriation without compensation, we talk about, you know, sharing the wealth of the country. How do you share the wealth of the country when, you know, people who are not necessarily qualified legally or well-informed in terms of the resources that are within their land, and they just take 40,000 rand? And I mean, the Chinese will walk away with billions and go and invest them back into China. It's very strange. Let's go to Thabiso in Soshanguve. Thabiso, your comment question this morning.
Honorable Mario.
Yes, sir.
Niki kubela ibile obulela le the guest lena I and investigate ya rona issue. Lerona, we've got the similar issue somewhere in Bekkersfort. The mining company came there, and then by a deal, they are not the rightful owners of that land. Rona is the rightful owners of that land. What we did 5 years ago, because there are no more there. I ran there to do the tombstones. As we are busy with the application.
Yeah.
The tombstones are not there, under our senate. Mara, who can I ever... because Rona, we are bigger than them. Traditional.
Yes,
yes. Then Bona Baba that land of ours by far the people who have to mine. And Rona, we went there, Rayo Stopa, the project.
Okay.
The project as we speak is Tobile.
Which specific area is that, Thabiso? Go Bekkersfort. Which specific area is that?
I know the name. Can I speak?
Yeah, what we'll do, we'll put you on hold, Thabiso, there, and then we'll pass your details to Tandu Kolo, because he's working that particular story in Bekkersfort, and then probably he will follow it up for you. Kidiboni in Freiburg, what is your comment question? Kidiboni Freiburg, I beg your pardon. Kidiboni in Freiburg. Okay, I think we are not hearing Kidiboni. We'll try and reach out to that. So you could tell, Tandu Kolo, that it is a common practice, which is quite unfortunate and very sad. In a democratic South Africa, where we are talking about the redistribution of wealth, where we're talking about expropriation without land, but you know, you see this common threat, this common threat happening.
Ramorio, people are always promised the fact that they're going to work in the mine, but not everyone qualifies to work in the mine in the area. Not everyone needs to work in the mine.
Okay, let me go to Kidiboni quickly. Hopefully, Ubuile Kidiboni from Freiburg. Welcome.
Hello, Legan Tatemurio.
What's the Legan, man?
Today. What did you want money? Oh, hi, I Zahara, this thing called a drink in it. Yes, Zaharan, I will let a good Friday, Babalila Mont. Quite go better again than a little go this last time. Everybody will get better.
Better and Duke of Freiburg.
No, go high. Ke mo Friday again no, but go high. Ke go Bedrank.
E go kae Bedrank?
Bedrank how feel ko San City.
Oh, okay, okay. In the northwest, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, northwest, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, ya eta hala abuti ene. Kore ho ka bona ke missing by ever chrome ya tsewa etsa maka di track. Everybody una le mchini wa high wa wepa ha ba fetse ba tlogela mekotile yae at the end of the day di dikhomotsa rona di wela ka mo gore ke kwa rasa e go iketsetswa.
Thank you very much.
Kana ao ata arola chrome ba tsama ka yona then batho ba sala ba bulana ko morao ka good friday ne re boloka motho a bolile ke di group tseo gore gona di group ga tse share tshelete ya sheriwa then ga e sheriwa ba mamba ropana ona mo go nna le mafu.
Sorry to hear that. That's very sad. So, yeah, we got to wrap it up. Tanduqolo, thank you very much for joining us. We are really out of time. We'll watch out the Sunday Times if you're working on. You've been given extra task there in Beggarsford. We thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
That is Tanduqolo Jika, investigative journalist at the Sunday Times. Quite worrying situation indeed, talking about land. And we know what is happening. We know.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.